Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, the Mega Millions jackpot soaring to, what is it, an estimated $1.15 billion? A lot of people are out there dreaming about striking it rich, including this guy. And, of course, everybody wants to know, are there certain numbers that might be luckier than others? I can't even believe I'm about to share my lucky numbers with you, Josh. I hope you have a pen ready.
I have a brain. I remember everything.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. It turns out that over the past 7 years, some numbers have been drawn more frequently than others. For the main numbers, 3, 10, 14, 17, 31 are among the most common. The Mega Ball, 22, and 11, and 9 have come up the most often. Now, keep in mind, every number combination, according to the odds and stats, has the same odds of winning. Every number combination. That's what experts say. It's all random, and the past draws don't influence future ones. But that said, Josh, as I'm looking through these numbers, I don't know how they can say that so confidently. The most common drawn numbers, number 3 has been drawn 70 times, number 10, 69, 14, 65, 17, 65, 31, 46 are both 64, 64 has been drawn 63 times, 66 has been drawn 62 times, 29 has been drawn 61 times, and 43 drawn 60 times. So to say that, it doesn't really matter about the numbers, because when you look at the next batch of numbers, they drop pretty definitely. The most common Mega Ball numbers, though, 22 has been drawn 26 times, 11, 24 times, 9, 23 times, 10, 23 times, 18, 23 times. So you've got some good possibilities there. Did you go out and buy your Mega Millions?
Not yet. I'm going to.
You going today?
I'm going to try to.
All right. Well, today's the big drawing,
buddy. You can't win
if you
don't play.
That's right. So should we partner up and just remortgage our homes together, go buy 200,000 tickets? We're bound to win.
I don't know if Dave Schrader can remortgage a mansion.
I don't.
It's big enough.
A mansion. So. It's a McMansion. I built it with Legos and some Lincoln Logs. That's about the extent of
Lincoln
the house.
Lincoln Logs. What a throwback.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I we'll see who wins. I mean, how many states are part of this Mega Millions?
I believe it's just Minnesota. Nobody else should be allowed to buy.
Right. Obviously.
I'm assuming all, including Alaska, which some parts of Alaska don't even see the light of day for another couple months. But, you never know.
Well, I'm hoping that we win. And would you take the payout or would you take the long haul? Would you take it over a longer period of time?
I mean,
I think the payout is $540
million. We know that.
Right.
So, no matter what the IRS, Uncle Sam gets his money. I'd probably take the long-term payout just because it's got to be more than what I'm making right now.
You think?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Look up what is the long-term payout for the Mega Millions, because I'm curious. I know
believe it's 31 years. But
31 years? But what are they paying you per year then? I know right now you could, if you win it all and you're the sole winner, you can take, it's like 540.
The annuity option is paid out as one immediate payment followed by 29 annual payments. Each payment is 5% bigger than the previous one.
Okay. And then
it helps protect winners' lifestyle and purchasing power in periods of inflation.
Have you ever watched, there's a documentary about lottery winners. And you think these people are set for life. Most of them end up dead like in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Because they just burn out. They blow through their money. People take advantage of them. Family members kill them. It's pretty brutal.
Anonymity is important.
Yeah, that's why I remember a few years ago there was all that static about the guy that won but didn't want he didn't publicly want to be acknowledged as a winner.
Yeah.
And where do you stand on that? Do you think you made the purchase, you know, if the agreement is, hey, you have to collect on TV, you have to be recognized, do you think that's fair?
I think it's hard to say to tell some people, like family.
Yeah.
Because no matter how much I may love my family, I wouldn't trust them with that kind of information. That would be like, where is the president's bunker kind of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. That's that
would
kind
be
of
in your backyard right now because you won $500 million?
Yeah. Yeah. I would dig a tunnel in my backyard and it leads to China, just like we were told as
really?
Kids.
I don't – yeah. You got to go through that magma. Which is not good. I just saw Neil deGrasse Tyson just did like a video explaining how it would happen and what would happen to you if you were able to dig a hole through. And it's pretty remarkable. If you get a chance, just to hear Neil deGrasse Tyson tell the story.
Wear a North Face jacket. Those shield you from everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Including magma.
Yeah. Are you going to become a co-owner of North Face when you win the Mega Millions?
Sure. I'll even remake the movie Volcano if you've seen that.
Well, don't do that.
Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Didn't that come out at the same time? And then there was the other movie with Dante's Peak with Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Yeah.
They both came out at the same time.
Yeah. Way to go, Dante. You just had to have the one-up on Volcano.
That's right. And then we had coming out at the same time, you had Armageddon and Deep Impact, both about our world being pummeled by a
world
ender.
We're original here in America.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, once they get wind of it, that we need a good tragedy movie. We need a good –
yeah.
Yeah.
I could buy a lot of McRibs for with the Mega Millions winning.
That's what I said. If I won,
yeah.
I'd buy my own McDonald's franchise,
yeah.
And I would only sell the food there that I like from McDonald's, which would be pretty much McRibs, an ice cream machine that never breaks down.
I don't think even the Mega Millions could keep the ice cream machine at McDonald's from breaking down.
I don't know. Yeah, it's worth a look.
These are things that would I think I would probably buy this building because it's about – if I bought a building in Minneapolis, it's probably about one paycheck of somebody that works at WCCO Radio.
I don't think that's how it works.
No?
No.
Okay.
This is you might not be as good at numbers as you thought you were, Josh.
I would give it to the news team because they're the best.
Oh, they are good.
I'm brown nosing.
Can I have one room for
myself?
I
do appreciate everybody down the hall.
Can we have one Dave Schrader suite here that I can at least, you know, sleep in once in a while and
Who?
Do my work from? You son of a motherless kid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I don't know how people can keep anonymity when they win something like this. Because
be
it's
nice.
Kind of like you either are very open about it, like Mr. Firefest was, where he just blew his money on a big, huge festival and it never panned out. Or you could just be, which I don't think he was I think he was a software designer or something, but that's besides the point. I just feel like there's you would have to be very intricate with how you spend your money.
I would
can't just
you know what I would
backyard.
Do is like every other year I would host a live private concert with one of my favorite entertainers.
Okay.
And just like it's me and 100 of my favorite people and that'd be it.
So it'd be 100 Dave Schraders.
Yes. 100 of me's. Cloning would be part of my
I think if I won the Mega Millions I would start a Winnebago and maybe try a meth operation in my Winnebago out in New Mexico.
You wouldn't need the money. You got $500 million.
Yeah, but why not live out a dream?
Really? Your dream is to become Walter White?
Yes.
Heisenberg?
Yes.
Shoot for the sky.
Who can do it better? Yes.
I don't know. I've got more of the look than you do, though.
That's true.
A bald with the goatee.
Yes.
So I'm already halfway to Heisenberg, yes, which should be the name of my biography, halfway to Heisenberg. Let's take a quick break.
Oh,
we'll come back. JonBenet Ramsey's father is holding an important meeting with police. There's some new information about that. We'll talk about it when we return right here to News Talk 8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
30 WCC.